You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Stats New Zealand has announced that the 2023 census will include questions regarding sex at birth, gender identity, and sexual orientation. I spoke to Frances Arnes, who is the Executive Director of Rainbow Youth, about this announcement and what the change will mean for Rainbow communities. We also discuss whether the inclusion of these questions in the census has been a long time coming. Here is Frances. The 2023 census will now include questions on sex at birth, gender identity and sexual orientation. What is Rainbow Youth's thoughts on this?
We're really relieved to see the inclusion of these questions for the census, and it's definitely been a long time coming.
Why is it important for this data to be collected for the Rainbow community?
Yeah, well, I mean, the census is a really key source, possibly the most important source of data about our population. And so forever, we haven't had any data about the true size of the Rainbow communities within New Zealand. And that makes it really difficult for us to make a case for funding for our community organisations, but also to know, you know, how to best support our communities, what our communities look like, how that might be changing over time. Like, there's so much in that that is really key in order to improving outcomes for our communities.
The General Manager of Social and Population Insights at Stats NZ has said that the way society is changing means it's timely to include these subjects in the census. What are your thoughts on this idea that including these questions now is a timely thing?
To be honest, it's a bit insulting. Rainbow identifying people have always existed. You know, before colonisation, the diversity of gender and sexuality was a celebrated part of Māori society. And so really all this is doing is undoing some of the really discriminatory and harmful institutions that have existed since colonisation. So I'm not sure if I'd agree it's timely, but it's absolutely necessary and probably more overdue.
Now, the census is going to be held in 2023, which is still a couple of years away. Is there anything that's happening now within the Rainbow communities to keep up with the different people that are part of it and their various, you know, health issues and other issues going on with?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, that's one thing about our communities is that we're incredibly resourceful and driven. There's several research projects happening to help us better understand the needs and experiences of our communities. Just recently, a PhD was completed by Brodie Fraser and Otago University around rainbow homelessness in New Zealand. There's some helpful statistics that have come out of the latest Youth 12 study. There's another study that's been done by John Fennerty, a youth census type study to understand rainbow experiences of young people. Like, there's lots of different bits and pieces happening, but obviously, like, the census is such a key source of data and such a respected source of data, particularly when it comes to those larger national funders and particularly for government as well. So that's really key.
What changes do you expect to see happen following the statistics being gathered in the 2023 census?
Well, look, I hope that we're going to see some changes before then. But what we would hope to see is better recognition of the needs of our communities and better responses, particularly from government agencies, to what's needed for our communities. We would anticipate that, you know, at least 15% of the population would identify as part of a rainbow community. And so that's a real call to action for the government to do something in response to the really disproportionate representation across a number of negative health outcomes.
That was Frances Arnes, the Executive Director of Rainbow Youth, speaking on the 2023 census and the inclusion of sex, gender and sexual orientation questions.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.